Peterson first on headset. Aaron Locken standing by as we waited a few minutes into halftime. Didn't want you to have to miss the halftime entertainment. It was a good show. And you ladies put on a good show earlier. What were your thoughts on the win?
I loved it. Like, I thought we played really great as a team. We had a great ball movement. Our defense was great. I just loved it.
Well, your defense was great especially. I don't know how many steals you had, but how's your defensive game been, especially this season? And do you see that as one of the strengths, maybe at the top of your strength list individually?
Yeah, I actually do, because I like playing defense, I guess, better. But it's better.
Yeah. I didn't see too many of these tonight, but I'm going to quiz you. What is your favorite shot you take on the basketball court?
I like the one where I dribble up front and I shoot it in the air.
Running floater in the land. That's the one. I only see a lot. I saw like maybe one or two of those tonight.
Yeah.
That's just a shot that you're fond of. And so winners of four in a row now are the Warriors. What do you think's gotten better for the team as the year has gone along, as you enter 2018 here?
How we play together. We start off like not as great, but we're just playing as a team. Like, we'll pass the ball to each other, we'll work on defense together. If someone goes down, we'll help each other up.
Well, Lily, you had 20 points leading the way and being named our Wells Ag Supply Fonda Player of the Game tonight. And you play multiple sports, I know, and I want to rewind to this past fall. You thought maybe at first you were not going to be busy athletically during that time, but you wound up joining cross country. I know Coach Christensen, for one, and maybe Larson, too, were trying to talk you into it, and they eventually got you on board. So what led to your decision-making and being part of another state cross country team, which you were a big part of, and what it was like for you?
I did it to stay in shape, to get in shape for basketball. So, like, when basketball season comes, I'll be able to run down the court and back without getting gassed out. And I actually love the experience. I love that team, and it was great.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know what I got to ask you about? What's going on this weekend? The Skullgirl,
Lily, is
going to be cheering loud and proud on Sunday against New Orleans. So, what are your thoughts on that matchup?
Oh, we're going to get it. It's not even a question.
Is Aaron a Vikings fan, too?
No. She's a Steelers.
Steelers. Oh, could be some rivalry going on come early February.
Yep.
Your teams just might be matched up with each other.
Now not I have, worried.
Now I have friends who are saying, you know, the way the Vikings are playing in their defense, they're not scared of anyone in the postseason field.
No.
Do you feel the same?
Yeah. I feel so confident in that team.
You're doing great, I must admit.
Yeah.
It's hard for me as a Packer fan, but I give credit where it's due. Lily,
Packers.
Thanks,
you.
Lily. All right, we got Aaron Locken as well to hear from. All right, Aaron, what did Coach tell you ladies after the game tonight in which you won in impressive fashion over St. Mary's?
Yeah, he was really proud of how we played as a team. Our defense improved quite a bit. That's something we've been really focusing on in practice, is playing as a team and playing like as one on defense and offense, but more importantly defense, and just trying to stop the ball and create turnovers and fouling less, because we have a tendency to foul quite a bit.
You didn't have any fouls tonight. I didn't have anyway, as you kept those down pretty well. What have been the main focal points of your individual game this year and things you wanted to try and do better at?
I like to help, like, everybody else succeed. Like, I enjoy doing that. So if I see Lily cut into the hoop, but I feel like it's my responsibility to give her the ball, and she can put it down low, and that makes me feel better than making the 2 points myself. So.
Well, you had plenty of contributions tonight, three in double figures. And let's go back to the fall as a youth, of course, part of the volleyball team. Talk about what it was like gaining a share of the Twin Lakes Conference title and winning the TLC tournament, and what the year means to you looking back on it.
Oh yeah, that was so much fun. Volleyball has been a huge part of my 4 years here, and it's been so fun. It was sad to go to Unity. We thought that maybe this year we could make it a little bit farther, but it's just how it turned out. But yeah, winning the Twin Lakes Conference was something I will never forget. That winning that tournament was so cool, because we fell just a little short the year before, so coming back and be able to win, that was amazing.
Well, more good times thinking ahead to the spring on the golf course,
yeah.
I'm sure, with you and Annika back leading the way. And so that'll be a more good times. And next up on the hardwood, you play Friday at South Central Calhoun. Off to a great start, I know.
Yeah.
Have you done a lot of looking at them yet?
No, we just try to take it game by game. So, I mean, our main focus has been St. Mary's this week. And so I'm a little nervous. They're playing well, and a few girls are going to be gone for us. So it's going to be a tough matchup
for
us.
All right, so after high school, with you excelling at golf and volleyball too, is there a sport you want to play in college?
I've made the decision to not further any sports in college.
Okay, do you know what you want to study?
Yeah, business.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Erin Locken, thanks
Thank
a lot
you.
For the time. Lily, get back up here a second. I forgot to ask you something. Got a little time yet? Lily is a star softball player for the Warriors, bet the farm that you're going to be playing softball somewhere after high school. Is that right?
Actually, I'm leaning more towards track right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I can't argue with that either as a 400-meter champion. What do you have to say about claiming that honor coming so short the year before and to take first place in that event this last year? What did it mean to you?
It's actually what I've been working for all my years that I've been running. So just that moment, right when I crossed that finish line, it was amazing. I loved it.
I bet it was a tough choice between track and softball, as good as you are.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Well, Lily, thanks a lot to you and Erin again.
You.
Thanks for stopping back up for a second.
Thanks.
As the Alta Aurelia girls defeat Storm Lake St. Mary's 71-17.